Wake Up Call with Tony D and Ron Culver continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network. Sponsored by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. Visit Progressive.com to find out more. Now back to Tony D and Ron Culver, live from Vegas.
All right, thanks for joining us, Radio Row, live for Super Bowl 58. And we are joined here on a Progressive guest line by Jordan Fuller, safety for the Los Angeles Rams, making the rounds here on Radio Row, my friend. How you doing?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm doing great. Absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
Let me ask you just your experience of this. How many times have you done this and bounced around? And what do you think of it all?
Yeah, this is my first time. Something similar I did to this was like Big Ten Media Day in college.
So there's something like that where you just kind of bounce around?
Yeah.
You're a relatively young guy.
Yeah, I am.
This season for the Rams was surprising to those of us, but I like talking to you guys who are in the locker room every day, in the meetings every day. Was it surprising to you how good you guys were becoming later in the season and making a run in that playoff?
No, it definitely wasn't. Even when we started off 3-6, it felt like we could have easily been like 6-3, you know what I'm saying, like easily. But, you know, the NFL is kind of just like a play here, play there. You know, we were a young team, and thankfully the second half of the season we were able to, like, shore up on some of the mistakes we had made and stuff like that, and just, you know, kept getting better every single week.
So when you are here, relatively young guy again, early in your career, and the Rams made a move and to get Matt Stafford, and they're making it, they're all in to win to go to the Super Bowl, and you're in the Super Bowl. And you're part of that whole journey. What is it like when they go, we're starting to see the pieces having to go away. We might have to start again. What is it like for a player to go, I'm in the professional business of this, so I've got to adapt?
Yeah, it's definitely tough. Because, I mean, first of all, when you're in the NFL and you go through a season, you have some teammates that you're super, super close with.
Right.
And going into the next year, the team is never exactly the same. So you have to deal with that. But, yeah, it's constant, like, turnover.
Turnover, right.
Constant turnover. But you kind of get used to it and kind of just roll with the punches and stick with the people that you do have right
so
in front of you.
Who were the people early in your career that sort of helped you navigate what being an NFL player was like, being an NFL safety?
Honestly, everybody.
Everybody?
everybody from in the Rams organization to my family to – yeah, like I have so many mentors and like my agent, like everybody just has really just helped me, just push me to be my best self.
When you're
honest.
In a school like Ohio State, that's big, right? Big time, and it's important, and there's attention, and everybody's telling you how valuable you are and how valuable it is to your success to them. Did that help you in the transition to the NFL, or is it like, oh no, there's more to this than it's a paycheck, but the same emotion is there. You know what I mean?
It definitely helped.
Like you talk to people who went to small schools and like, holy cow, and then you went to a school where it's like live or die Ohio State football.
Yeah. I mean, you could argue that, like, I mean, some college environments are more hostile than NFL ones.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, playing in some big games at Ohio State, I felt ready to be in the NFL.
Yeah.
As far as, like, the stadiums and crowds and big stages and stuff like that, I'm like, it's just playing football.
Yeah, did any period of time in your NFL career did you go, oh, this is as big as when we went to Michigan and played Michigan, right? Something like that? Or is the NFL crowd a little different?
It's a little different.
Yeah.
Honestly, there, I could argue there hasn't been, like, a game that I cared about. Well, not, I don't want to say cared about, but felt like as big of a game as, like, those Ohio State team up north games.
Those
are just different.
It is. I'm from the Southeast, so I know how important college football is.
Yeah.
And you talk to people, and it's like, this is the only thing I brag about. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, that is it. And I never really get the feeling with NFL because your rival, you play twice.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever rivalry you may have, you play them twice, once at your place, once at their place.
Yeah.
They may not be the direct obstacle that you have to win a national championship like Michigan was for you. Like every year, if you're going to win a national title, this is the game you're going
to
have to win.
You have to win them.
That's it.
And we play that the last game of the season every year.
You
so
could
that
lose
matters.
Twice to the Seahawks or twice to the Niners and still win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you can.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not the same setup. So emotionally, it is as big of a deal as any other place.
Yeah, that's a playoff game.
What was this season in terms for you? How would you find success this season personally? How did you grade the way you played this season?
No, I think I did really well this season. I was really happy with how I played, what I was able to put on tape. But, you know, most of all, I just enjoyed my time. Seriously, just like.
Because it was a turnaround. You mentioned the 3-6.
Yeah. But just teammates, coaches, like everybody in the building, like everybody was like super tight and just like had an inner belief that I know the outside world didn't have, but you know, we had, and it was a special thing. So it was really cool that I got to experience that.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, secretly, does Sean McVay have a quirk? Does he like green M&Ms or does he like gummy bears? Is there anything that's like, that guy will eat a whole thing of Swedish fish if you give him a bowl of it?
See, I don't know that. I'm not around him too much.
Not around him enough?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm around him when he's in football mode. And,
right.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Overall, though, the city of Los Angeles, I mean, you guys arrive and you come back and you're part of this sort of Rams, there's Jack Lungbud, there's, you know, all the old Rams, and then they're centering. What was the parade like? What was the feeling around the city going, hey, you know, we waited a long time. Before it was the St. Louis Rams, it was the L.A. Rams, and it had a deep tradition. Yeah. It was a Super Bowl appearance for that team. What was it like to feelize we brought a championship to a city that didn't have football for 20 years?
Yeah, no, it was special. Those are memories I'm going to keep for the rest of my life, for sure, just being on those parade buses and enjoying it with my teammates and, you know, just being our authentic selves and really just soaking up the moment. It was special, especially with the city of L.A. and just how much support we had, like, on the streets and all that. So it was cool.
What was it like for you leading into that Super Bowl against the Bengals? I mean, it was a home game, you know, but you saw the familiar surroundings. But people say, oh, you got to treat it like a regular game. But it's not a regular game. It's the last one, and you get to hoist a trophy and get confetti.
Right. Well, I can't speak specifically to it because – I got hurt the last regular
season game. Yeah.
So I wasn't able to play.
But as the process went, did you notice that feeling of everyone's preparing? Where were you for that game? Did you have to sit out? Where did you sit?
For the playoff games, I was at home. For the Super Bowl, I was there.
They brought you in?
I was on the
sideline. You notice the atmosphere like, all right, how did you take in that as somebody that couldn't play?
Yeah, it definitely felt different. But, you know, it's something I want to experience. So hopefully one day I'm able to give you that real answer.
Well, I want you to. I love it. Yeah. I love it. Overall, though, what are some of the things about being in the NFL as a young man? Some of the things that you look at this league, do you like the way this league is going? Or are you part of the conversation of grass turf and better understanding of concussions or better understanding of where the – CBA is and all of that? How much of this is a business to you and how much of it is achieving a dream?
I think once you first get to the league, it's achieving that dream,
right?
But as you accumulate years and you understand how different things work, you start to understand what things can be better. I do think like every stadium should have grass, and good grass at that.
Well, we saw Odell in that Super Bowl.
Yeah, there's that. I know there's a bunch of, like, revenue splits and all that type of stuff.
Do you wish you didn't have to get into that? Or do you say, look, man, this is my job. Every profession has their things they have to deal with professionally, and this is what I got to do. Yeah.
I didn't think about that. Think of it like that before, but I'm going to now that you said
that. Oh my goodness. Did I inspire any angle to it?
You did.
If there's anything that I take away from Radio Row, it's going to be that. It's going to be that.
I'm going to think of it like that.
Absolutely. But, man, great success. Congratulations on everything, especially the Rams this year. That was Ron, my co-host, and I, we do kind of a top five, bottom five list, and we started noticing how well you guys were playing towards the end of the season, and it was remarkable. That game against Detroit is one of the all-time classic playoff games for what it meant for Matt and Jared. But also coming down to the wire, how close it was. Two teams played their hearts out in that playoff game.
Yeah.
That really was, you could see it through the TV how important that was.
Well, I know we appreciate that.
Absolutely.
We do.
Jordan, thanks for stopping by,
Thank
my
you.
Friend, and continued success.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it.
Yes,
hope
sir.
We do
you
see
too.
You down the road down
yeah,
the future.
So.
Hope you stop by and
yes,
see
sir.
Us. Jordan Fuller, safety of the Los Angeles Rams, joining us here on Sports Map Radio. Again, played at Ohio State, played with the Los Angeles Rams. He's been in the league since 2020. And again, part of the team this year at 3-6. And then they turned their season around and had a very good playoff appearance against the Lions in that wild card matchup. We will continue. We are live at Radio Row as we continue along. Hour one is in the books. We've got another one to go. You never know who might stop by as we continue to fill out our schedule. But again, we will be broadcasting all the way through Friday. So keep it right here for all of our shows here on Radio Row on Sports Map Radio as we continue.